Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So the 2019 IPA World Final is coming towards a nail-biting finale here. Commentary on Live Sports FM by Johnson Pinfield and Bill Marshall. And one black ball. It's all that separates Mark Farnsworth from the title he so desires, the 2019 IPA World Championship.
This is the show.
There's going to be a mass eruption in a few seconds if he pots this black ball, I tell you. And there is. Referee Scott McMillan holds his hand in the air and Mark Farnsworth wins the 2019 IPA World Pool Championships here at the Bradford Hotel in Bradford. The only title that's eluded the world number one, and finally he's done it. But what a battle Tom Cousins gave him. Took him to the deciding set. So Farnsworth gets over the line, 4 frames to 3, collapses into his chair, looks to the heavens, and breathes a massive sigh of relief. Well, Mark, congratulations. You've got the trophy sitting on the table in front of you. How do you keep your belief through such a long final when you've been so near so far in the past?
It's tough. I've been in a lot of pressure situations over the years, but probably nothing compared to that. You know, I've lost in the quarterfinals and semi-finals before the Worlds, you know, and it's a massive tournament, you know. It's the first time in the final. I lost the first set, then I went 2-1 up, and then towards the end, when I went behind, I've just got to try and not go down and just try to take your chances if they come your way. So, fortunately enough, they did in the end.
We were all sort of slightly fearful when Tom was breaking off, because it's such a powerful break.
Yeah, it's a massive part of his game. People get about his break, but he works hard on it, you know, and he deserves obviously the tournaments he wins through it, because you can tell he puts the time in, you know. It's people, like a lot of players on the tour, it's the first excuse they use when they get beat.
Yeah, yeah.
The break's poor and all the rest of it, but a lot of the time, just because I haven't hit them very well, Tom hits them like a dream 9 times out of 10, you know, and gives himself so many chances.
You were alternating between a front-on break and a cut break, were you?
Because normally off the top ball, I break really well in practice, but in a match situation when I'm under pressure, I tend to find a snatcher quite regular, so that I go to the cut break because I can feel as if I can play like a proper shot and get through the white a lot more, but it wasn't really working on that table, so I was flitting between the two of them trying to find something.
How difficult was it to keep your composure towards the end when you were, you know, you knew you were sort of so close?
Well, it's one of them where when I was 2-1 up, I thought I was I didn't think I was over the winning line, but I thought I was in a very, very strong position, and then I went behind, and you don't think you've lost, but you know you're up against it, sort of thing. You're just like, you're sitting in your chair and you're just hoping for a chance to get back in the match, you know. So when I did get back in the match, it's just you try your best to keep your composure, make sure you give every shot 100% to try and hold yourself together, you know, and you try not to give the opportunity away again, you know.
That's where your experience comes in, because it would have been easy to, I suppose, rush some of the shots, but you didn't. Sometimes you went beyond your 30 seconds because you knew you just had to get it spot on.
Yeah.
So, obviously, difficult for someone to lose a final like that, but just a word for Tom, who's obviously got a bright future.
Yeah, he's done a lot in the game anyway. He's came back over the IPA. I'm sure he'll be... Everybody's delighted to have him on tour, but obviously, like, the same talk, and it's a very, very tough opponent, you know. But you want the better players to play on the IPA, you know. The setup there, he is absolutely first class, you know. So I can't. People who want to play on other tournaments, I find it hard to believe, because the setup here is brilliant for our game, you know.
And just one last question, got to mention your fans. They give you an extra leg up at times.
Oh, incredible. My phone's been going nuts all week, you know. I've got a pool club back at home with a business partner of mine who's came down with us, you know, but they've had it on the big screens in the club and stuff. My phone's been getting messages, calls, texts, inboxes, everything, you know. So can't fault them. I'm just pleased to get over the line, like, so delighted.
What's the rest of the night hold for you? What are your plans?
I'm going to have a few drinks.
Nobody can say you can't deserve it.
Thank you very
much.
Mark
Farnsworth, congratulations. 2019 IPA World Pool Champion.
Cheers.
That's all he deserves.
He's hugging that trophy, Bill. He might be sleeping with it tonight, and he deserves it. You know, it's been one of the stories of the week. We've said that, you know, it's, and you said to him there, it's the one trophy that's evaded him. He's got it, and he could go from strength to strength now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.